happens, it stays there. There's no way of erasing it, but to recall it is something else.
It's hard. Yeah.
It's there. It never leaves.
And sometimes it'll come to you in the middle of the night. You know.
The thing is, if you've got any children and they're under a certain age and still maturing, if you can keep them from seeing a bad calamity, it's good to do that. Because once they see that, it'll stay with them all their lives. It takes the place of a lot of things in their mind that should be good, you know.
Uh-huh.
Like you see somebody burned alive, you know. They say that's one of the worst things a young person can see.
Uh-huh.
I saw a man, you know, burned alive.
You did?
But I was grown. Did I tell you about it?
No, tell me.
He was a race driver. I've often wondered about a body, you know, it's been burned. I've heard, you know, you hear people talk, but you don't always see what you hear.
Yeah.
And, of course, this boy, I just met him about 30 minutes. He was in the Navy, and he shook hands with me, and he was 21 years old, just a perfect specimen of a human. Handsome man you ever saw at all, muscle. He, like, broke my hand, you know. My friend, race driver, introduced him to me. Up in the grandstand, and in about 30 minutes, he was down there driving a race car, and he had a collision, and he was in this cab, you know, enclosed, and exploded.
Mm.
And the first is just a flew back steam, you know, just covered everything, you know, and once that ignited, just a blowtorch, you just see it glowing flames and blue fire and red. And he was in there trying to jump out, you could see him moving. He finally got out by himself, and everybody was crying, the firemen scared to death, and they run out of firefighting stuff. They used it all, never even put the car out. But he started running, and a friend of mine grabbed him and held him down on the ground. See this color up there? He was color of that. His whole body, he had burned all his clothes off.
And
he was steam coming off his body. His clothes was falling off, just little pieces of cloth, you know, done burnt, just ashes fall off of. And they laid him down, not far from me. And he was conscious, just like you and I. He wasn't saying a word. Only thing didn't burn him, he took his goggles off and his little white spots around his eyes. And his hands had burned, his fingers had already burned off. And he looked at that hand and it bent this way, just curled like a snake. And he looked over there and I guess said, my star, my hands are burned off. The police was crying and everybody his wife just, she collapsed.
Oh, his wife was there, how awful.
She saw everybody of them, she was behind me there. Of course, she collapsed. And everything just quieted down. It's just still. And he, looking at his hands. And he was such a perfect man. And that quick, he was, and he died just, you know, all that.
Yeah.
But he didn't have no pain. It burned his nerves up. So he had done roasted.
Yeah.
It burned his shoes and everything up.
Oh, that is just.
And he was black as that right there. He was black as a snake.
Oh, this is terrible.
And the steam was just coming off his body. And he was alive. And he knew, he talked to those people.
Yeah.
He was talking to them.
He knew
them. He said, I'm going to live. He kept telling them, I'm not going to die. He's a 99%, well, 100% burned.
Yeah.
And he was in that car, and he didn't even breathe. You see, he was in such good training. He knew not to breathe that gas. It killed him. He held his breath that long. It seemed like it was for minutes.
Is that right?
And he never did get his breath. He told him, said that he knew that if he breathed, that'd kill him.
So
he held his breath all the time he's trying, and he finally got out of that car.
Uh-huh.
And that bar was just shooting out all the doors, and inside there was so hot it was blue like a blowtorch.
Ooh.
Blue bar is hotter than red bar, you know. It had more something to it, and that more heat.
Uh-huh.
And the poor man started running, and they grabbed him. And, I just fell in love with that young man, and that. Knowing he wanted to live, and he said, I'm not going to die.
Gosh, it's bad, you know, as it was.
But
it
now that's what you look like. When I was in the service, they told me in the fire department, when you go to pick up a man, you put your hands under him this way, and don't pull on him, because all the skin will fall off in your hands.
Oh.
He said, you pick him up like this, just like a cradle.
Uh-huh.
So you